Today's ethnic music program is going to be devoted to a consideration of love songs. And without trying to make any kind of trite implications about the universality of love, I would just like to illustrate some different types as they appear in some different cultures. It would be impossible, of course, to consider love songs all over the world, since there are many different places which do recognize love songs, and of course there are some which don't. But as a general kind of limit to today's program, I thought we would devote our consideration to three main areas which have greatly contrasting types of love songs. The first is Southeast Asia, and the second group would be Latin America, that is the Spanish-speaking countries, including Spain. And the third group will be Africa, where quite a large number of various types of love songs are to be found. Now, in each of these areas, one finds that the form of the songs is, of course, greatly influenced by the musical culture of the area, so that Southeast Asian love songs take on the very strong characteristics of the art music or the popular music of Southeast Asia, their particular type of rhythm and melodic ornamentation. The Latin American songs, of course, and including the Spanish songs, follow that musical tradition as well, and Africa, of course, the same holds true. To begin with, the love songs found in the Southeast Asian area show considerable constraint of emotion. There's a kind of sublimation of the emotional elements in the music. Certainly, love songs do function as a means of expressing the sentiment of the performer or the singer, but they're in general subdued in quality and in romantic implications. The first example on this program is from Laos, and it's a solo played on an instrument called the ken. The ken is a rather large mouth organ. It has several long pipes of bamboo, each of which is fitted with a small reed, and the player blows into a little wind chamber, and this activates all the reeds, that is, those that are stopped by his fingers. It's quite an amazing style. The ken has a very low, deep tone, and the player plays sometimes very low pitches, very low harmonic clusters, and at other times very high pitches, and uses a kind of rich clustering of tones, and out of this, a melody evolves. This is a love song that would be played as a kind of serenade, and here the piece describes a trip on the Mekong River. Our next example of a love song is from Burma. Here we have an ensemble of typically Burmese instruments, the voice accompanied by a gong circle, which is a series of small tuned bronze gongs, with the player sitting in the center of the circle playing all of these, and a similar drum circle, which is also tuned and plays melodies, then a large hanging drum and a small double reed instrument which plays the melody, and a set of bells and a set of clappers. Here you find a highly stylized usage of various instruments and already a kind of orchestration in which the voice will sing certain passages solo and then will be accompanied by the instruments. The love song here is describing a young boy who has to serve a period of a few months as a novice in a Buddhist monastery, and this is traditional in Burma. And the young boy is expressing his sorrow at having to be separated from his sweetheart for this short period. And so it's a kind of, in the form of a kind of dialogue between the young girl and the young boy, and she's asking him what his lessons and studies will be about. while the music of other Southeast Asian countries seems somewhat similar, superficially at least, to the music of Burma, there is a distinct difference, and one might consider the music of Southeast Asia is roughly divided into three main types: the Burmese, then the Vietnamese, and then the Cambodian, Thai, and Laos, as being more or less common, with using many common characteristics. The next example is from Cambodia, and it's not exactly a love song, but it illustrates a very interesting usage of this stylized instrumentation. The instruments are rather similar to those used in Burma, but they're employed in a, I think, noticeably different manner. The reason I say this is not exactly appropriate because it's not a love song, it's actually an example of wedding music. But it seems to work in all right, so I'll let you hear this example of an orchestra playing wedding music from Cambodia. We move now from a mood of quiet restraint to almost complete abandon. Now we'll consider the love songs found in the Latin countries, to begin with Spain, and of course Spanish flamenco. The first example is a bulerias, which is usually performed in a rather fast and steady rhythm. The opening section, the guitar solo, is in a rather bright mood, bright rhythm, almost like a folk song. And then immediately before the singer enters, the mood becomes rather darker and somewhat rather more passionate. Some of the lines of the text are quite beautiful. I wandered into the streets, asking everyone I met about you. In a small room with you, if you would give me poison, I would take it. The song begins with some syllables, which the singer uses simply to warm up on, meaningless syllables, and then gradually works himself into the song. Here's a very old, well-played recording of a beautiful bulerias, but it's a very beautiful example, so you'll forgive the extraneous sounds, sure.
Salí, ya todo el mundo que veía le preguntaba por ti. Ya todo el mundo que veía le preguntaba por ti. Dale. Yo no me la llevé, que yo no me la llevé, que ya se vino conmigo, la culpa tuvo el querer, que ya se vino conmigo, la culpa tuvo el querer. Thank you. cuartito lordo. Veneno que tú me dieras, veneno tomaría yo. Veneno que tú me dieras, veneno tomaría yo.
Next we have another example of flamenco. This one is of the type known as tientos. This is a very languid, kind of sensitive treatment of a love song in the flamenco style, using very beautiful imagery. Some of the lines of the text here are as follows. I shall put you in a convent that has bars made of bronze, so that people may not see you, nor even your clothes. At a well nearby, the pigeons came to drink water, and I passed the time away watching the birds drink. I cannot blame anyone who is ruled by love. I am dominated too, and cannot help myself. In a green olive tree, some bird is singing. Tell the bird to stop singing because his song hurts me. Then there's a slight change of mood, melodic and rhythmic change here, and the song goes on. You shall be my chosen love. You shall be the bird that sings early in the morning. How I love you. Why, without you, I do not want my life. So here's a tientos now, sung by Bernardo de los Ovitos.
De bronce tenga, que tenga reja de bronce. Te voy a meter en un convento que tenga reja de bronce, que la gente no te vea ni a la ropita de bronce. Inmediato, en aquel pocito inmediato, donde beber mis palomas, me siento, yo me siento y me distraigo un rato con ver el agua que toma. Barran del alto cielo los celos vine a hablar contigo de flores te coronaras entrañas mías, yo te lo digo, eres la tonta inocente, eres la tonta perdida cuando ríes con tu gente porque no te viene a la vera mía. Yo no le critico a nadie se lo critico, que le domine un querer, que le domine un querer. porque a mí me está dominando y no me puedo valer. Que na verde oliva canta, que canta en la verde oliva. Que pájaro será que canta en la verde oliva. Corre y dile que se calle, que su cante me lastima. Corre y dile que se calle, que su cante me lastima. Tú serás mi prenda querida, serás mi prenda dorada. Tú serás el pájaro cuqui que alegre canta de madrugada. Ay, que te quiero, lo que yo te quiero. Ay, sin ti mi vida, ¿pa' qué la quiero?
This next love song is also from Latin America. This one is from the island of Puerto Rico. And to this particular area in the Caribbean came many settlers from Spain, particularly from the area of Andalusia. And so it's not surprising to find some remnant, or some parallel at least, with flamenco musical practice. Here the parallel is to be found in the particular type of harmonic structure used in the music and the harmonic progressions. However, these are combined with a kind of Afro-Cuban rhythm which produces a very unique type of song. Here again, as in the examples we just heard from Spain, the singer begins usually with meaningless syllables to get warmed up, and then begins the actual song. There's the same sense of tragedy that you find in many of the songs from Spain, but there's also an added quality of comedy in which the singer it seems to be making jest of himself. Here they're using a very old style of Spanish couplets, that is, two lines of 10 syllables each. This particular singer is a very well-known one in Puerto Rico. His name is El Gallito, or the Little Rooster, El Gallito de Manatí, which is the name of the city from which he comes. This particular recording is called El Aviador, which means the pilot or the aviator, and it's merely a taking off point for the whole song. He begins by saying, "I wish I could be an aviator and then fly over the clouds of love," and he goes on to describe the various women that he knows and describes their remarkable and admirable qualities, and he is obviously a man of many loves.